Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think if I saw it right, so yesterday was the two-year anniversary of the Mets' combined no-hitter, I believe. And if it wasn't yesterday, then it was Sunday, but right around there. And then you had Luis Severino went out last night at Citi Field and was putting up zeros through seven innings. Had a no-hitter into the eighth. Dansby Swanson broke it up with a soft single, a little line drive flare over Francisco
Lindor.
And
if he's not playing for the Braves, he's playing for the Cubs, he's killing us.
Yeah, I know.
That's fair.
I mean, when he came up, I was like, of course this is going to be the guy. He has been a pain in the ass, and it was. Now, it wasn't like a double off the wall. It was a flare.
It was a dog fart. What was it?
No, a duck snort.
A duck snort.
It was a duck snort.
No, fart. It's a duck snort.
Hold on, duck fart. Oh man!
Anyhow, this guy
sent me wrong information.
So they show you the run that scores. Mm-hmm. I'll play it for you because it's Joey Wendell at third base, first and third, and a man out, and he went for the double play with the infield in rather than going home.
Bush at third, Mervis at first, one out. We're in the eighth. Severino about to deliver pitch number 97. It's on the way. And it's a broken bat, roll it to third. Wendell up with it, fires to second. Juan McNeil to first, not in time, and the tying run scores.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose with the call on WCBS 880. We'll get back to that play in just a moment. So the no-hitter was gone a couple of batters previous. Now the shutout's gone as well. Then you go to the ninth in a 1-1 game. You bring on Edwin Diaz, and he made a bad pitch.
3-1 pitch. Morrell hits it high in the air to deep left field. Nimmo going back at the wall, and it is gone. Over the Great Wall of Flushing, beyond the 358 mark.
Made it 3-1 Cubs.
Yeah.
Cubs win 3-1. Howie Rose again on WCBS 880. Going back to Severino's outing, so eight innings, one run, one hit, five walks, five strikeouts, did walk a couple. Here was Carlos Mendoza, really thought he had a chance.
Yeah, I think he was after the six when he was at 70-some pitches. You know, I'm just like, okay, he's got a few pitches in the tank here. You know, we're going to go inning by inning, and he looked good, you know. But, you know, I think after the six, I look up and, you know, saw how many pitches he had, and thought he had a chance.
And saw the zeros on the board, too. Now, here was Wendell in terms of the play he made rather than come home for that first tying run that the Cubs would score.
Obviously, looked at the replay. We had him at home. I had an opportunity to get him at home, but I also felt I had an opportunity to, you know, end the inning, and that's the decision I made, and, you know, unfortunately, the wrong one.
Yeah, my bad, as they say. And then here was Severino, so he walks off the mound. Now, remember, prior in that inning, he got hit at first base in the back of the leg on a play he had to go cover for, but was okay, wound up pitching a little longer.
I'll tell you what, he looks good.
He looks phenomenal. He looks the guy like the guy from a few years ago.
He does, and he looks, to me, looks a little bit bigger than he was. I don't know if that's the uniform or what, but he looks great.
Well, here he was walking off to the standing ovation.
That's the thing about New York, you know, if you're doing good, you're going to get something like that. If you're doing bad, you're going to get a lot of boos. So they're straight to you, and I like that kind of thing about, you know, the fans. So, you know, every time I go out there and I do my job, it's going to be like that.
I didn't see the Giants start, but I think he had a no-hitter going into the fifth inning of that game, too. So it's like back-to-back.
Three starts in a row where he's been gone six innings or longer.
Yep, he's been outstanding, but the Mets do lose 3-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.